Federal prosecutors will let Jeremy Hill off with a $1,000 fine after initially pursuing charges that could have landed him in jail. Idaho Congressman Raul Labrador and Governor Butch Otter responded by saying they're pleased with that decision, but they still want to make it more difficult to prosecute people for shooting endangered animals that are a threat. Wildlife advocates say this grizzly bear case has been overblown. Brooks Fay heads the Eugene-based group Predator Defense.
I would challenge anybody to show me dozens and dozens of these prosecutions. They're rare. Now, actually, I think there needs to be more prosecution, not less, because these animals are killed much more often than you think.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife managers could not provide firm numbers, but a spokeswoman said criminal cases against people who shoot endangered species are not very common. The head of Grizzly Bear Recovery for Fish and Wildlife says every hunting season, the agency sees a handful of grizzly bear shootings by hunters and doesn't pursue charges because the cases are considered self-defense. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.